appropriate for us to share with you guys about this experience and give glory and honor to God for what he did at the Life Conference. So I hope today you're going to be blessed by hearing the stories, the things that they encountered, and what God has done in their lives throughout this trip. So we're going to do a little bit of sharing at this point. Let's see, Avery, you're going to go ahead and start with just talking about traveling, because it took us a while to get there.
Hi, I'm Avery. I'm going to talk about our traveling and fun activities that we did. We left Saturday morning, and it took 17 plus hours to get there. It was a pretty long car ride, so we slept quite a bit. We stopped at a hotel on the way there and back. We played games in the car, we talked, and got to know each other. We went to Bahama Breeze for dinner one night. We went to Disney Springs for a day and had Rainforest Cafe for lunch there. We ate at places we don't typically eat at. We tried lots of different foods. Some were really good, others not so much. At the hotel, there was a giant pool. We spent a lot of time there during our first days. We played a lot of games in the evenings, and once the conference got started, there were booths set up all over the place. Mission booths, college booths, and jewelry booths. We got a lot of free stuff at the booth, so that was really fun. They had a Life merch store. In there, they had hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and stickers that you could buy. They had late night activities, like game shows, concerts, performances, things like that. We left Saturday morning to come home. We went to Zaxby's for lunch, which was really fun. And the hotel we stopped at had a pool, so we had a late night swim. Then on Monday, in the car, we made a music video. It was really fun to make. And then we got home before dinner on Monday. It was really good to be back home after a 10-day trip.
So, there's a lot of traveling. It took us 2 full days to get there. And we did that intentionally because it gave us a lot of time to be together in a van for 17 hours is a long time. But a lot of conversations happened, a lot of bonding. She was right, there was a lot of sleeping. But it's just a great time to be together and just enjoy each other and get to know each other. And I think that created a lot of what God did at Life because we had that bonding experience. So once Life Conference started, which started on Tuesday night, we had these main sessions. And main sessions occurred in the evening and at the very beginning of the day. So we'd wake up around 7:30, something like that. And session started at 8 and went to like 9:30 and things like that. So what we're going to be doing is now a couple people are going to just share about the main sessions and kind of what that was like in that experience. And I believe, Josiah, you're up.
All right. So I'm talking about the first session, like the first day we got there, and I was overwhelmed by how many people there were. Like, it was so loud. There were so many people, and I was amazed that this many people were there just to worship God. We got inside, we sat down, we found our seats. There was a bunch of music. It was amazing. It was like I was filled with the Spirit. It was so cool. And then the first session was about how we focus on the little troubles. We focus on the little things at what the speaker called cobwebs. And how we need to focus on the big troubles and things that are basically producing those. So I feel like, I mean, I focus a lot on the smaller troubles, like what about this, what about that? But I need to go straight to God and I need to, I'm sorry, I'm really bad at explaining things. pray and it will sort itself out. He will do his will. Who's next?
Rebecca.
Me. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about Friday evening and Saturday evening session. So Friday evening was titled Jesus is Greater Than My Issues, and a quote that I really liked was, your issues affect you, but they don't define you. And what I took away from that quote was, yeah, everybody has problems, but God is greater than your issues, and he's the only one who can define you. It's really powerful because it changes the way you look at your problems and how you're more than just your problems. And then Saturday evening was Jesus is better than my reputation. So a Bible verse they said is, for the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. You may think you messed up too much, that you've sinned too much for God to ever forgive you, and how you can never go back to God. But that's not true, though, because Jesus died on the cross for all your sins, not just the little ones, every single one. And you can't out-sin the cross because Jesus died on the cross for everyone. And so it was the last session, so some speakers came on to like say goodbye, and one of them said something that really spoke to me. They said, how can you trust God in the light and not trust him in the dark? Basically saying, how can you believe there's a God when everything is going correct? But once like something's not happening the way you want it to happen, you're like, oh, I don't believe in God. But God is with you every step of the way, not just in the good times.
So that was, those are several main sessions. Like I said, we had two a day in the morning and the evening. And then after the morning main session, right after that, right until lunch, and then after lunch, we had these opportunities to do breakout seminars. And seminars, there's probably about 10 to 15 maybe throughout the day, from a number of different kind of topics and things like that. So we went to a couple of those, and I believe Nancy's going to share about...
Hi, my name's Luke. And as Mike was saying, the breakout sessions were pretty much just a couple, about an hour, and you would go and listen to a speaker talking about in a less formal setting than the main sessions. And it was pretty hard to decide which seminars I would want to go to because of the large quantity of them. There is probably 10, 15 a day that you could go to, and all of them were amazing that I went to. And one of the main ones that I went to was Be Holy Because God is Holy. And the speaker was a 20-year-old female who had just gotten married. And I just thought that was insane because she's married and she's speaking at a giant conference. And I was like, she's got her life together pretty well. And as she was talking, about how it's important to be holy because God is holy. And she talked about some personal experiences that she had where she found herself lacking in that area. And she explained in one scenario, she was shopping for a wedding dress and she found herself being disappointed about how she looked in the dresses. But it shouldn't matter like how you look because you were made in the image of God and that image is perfect. And everybody should know that and everything. And it's really important that you know that God made you in his image. And if you think otherwise, then you're just, it's pretty much a sin. Another thing in that particular seminar that I thought was important was she also talked about self-judgment, and that was kind of continue on the wedding dress, but it's important to not be, like, to be realistically harsh with yourself, but understand that you're going to sin, but no matter what, God will forgive you, and there's no sin too great for him. Another seminar that I went to was How Money Works. And originally, I wasn't going to talk about this seminar because I didn't think it really impacted me that much, and I didn't think it was that important. But as I was going through my notes and just reflecting over the week, I realized that there was a couple points that I thought I should share. And at the beginning of that seminar, we talked about what the Bible says about your money. And a couple things that she listed was, be generous, have a plan, and seek wise counsel. And I feel like that shouldn't just be for what you do with your money, but that should be about how you live your life. And it's really important to be generous. It's really important to have a plan, and especially to seek wise counsel, because if you're trying to live life by yourself, by your own means, you're going to fail. And it's really important to have a group of people or a couple of close friends that you can go to when you need counsel and when you need help figuring things out.
So one of the things that Life Conference does that they just do a phenomenal job is that they create these experiences and these opportunities that students have to actually go through rooms, touch things, be a part of it. So it's not just, you know, information that they're putting into their heads, but they get to experience something and touch something and things like that. And what Life did this year, which is new, they have three of these experiences. They have the justice experience, missions experience, and then the prayer experience. So we're going to share a little bit about those.
All right, so I'm going to talk about the justice experience that we did. For this experience, there were six different rooms that we watched videos in. This experience was all about modern-day slavery. These were all alliance churches, or churches with alliance workers that help these people. One of the videos I want to share with you was about this girl who was raped at a very young age. She jumped around through foster care, but was not safe at any of these homes. When she got older, she ran away. She ended up working at a massage parlor. After she worked there for a while, her old Sunday school teacher found out where she was. She came and got her. The girl went and lived with her teacher and went to church with her. At church, she was shared the gospel and she came to know Jesus. She eventually went back to the massage parlor and rescued all the other girls that were there. Another video I want to share with you was about a young teenage girl who lived with her family. Her parents were in poverty, so they sold their daughter into the sex slave industry. The girl was terrified. She was taken to a place and never saw home again. She was raped 10 times a night by 10 different men. She was in so much pain, she tried to commit suicide. One morning, she found a man's cell phone laying on the bed. She called a helpline and asked them to come get her. They did. There, she was taken care of. She started working with the organization that helped her, rescuing other girls that were in her same situation. I think that it was important for us to see that these things still happen. You would think that slavery like this wouldn't happen anymore in the world, but it does. There's this quote there by William Wilberforce that said, "You may choose to look the other way, but you can never again say that you did not know." This quote went really well with this experience, making you wonder if you can do anything to help.
So I get the honor of talking about the missions experience. The missions experience was split up into four different rooms that we went through. Each rooms were like themes. The first room we were sent was like a Japan theme, and we did like a scavenger hunt to find these stickers around the room. And we watched a video about a man who had found a Bible on the ground, and he had talked about how there wasn't very many Bibles where he was from. And before we left that room, we received a sticker with saying word. The next room we went into was a soccer themed. We played a group game, as you saw in the video. They talked about community development and how they created soccer leagues with all these different tribes to connect them and try to bring them to the community. And we also received another sticker with the word unity. The next room had cages, which Josiah and Luke were locked in. And we had to find keys to get them out. And inside each cage, there was a story of people who were imprisoned and just broken without hope. But the sticker that we received before we left was hope. And the last room had, we were told to carry very heavy bags, which had a burden attached to them. And we talked about how the dinner table is a place to build community and find, you know, hope. And finally, the last sticker before we left, we received was found.
The third and final experience we went to was prayer. We went through several rooms containing different interactive things, where most of the other things were just, you know, look at this thing or watch this video. This time, we were guided by a set of headphones and audio recordings instead of an actual person. The first room, we had a little piece of paper and a little like highlighter to write down our favorite Bible verse. We put it into a little contraption. I don't know what it was. It was like a vacuum tube. And it like shot the piece of paper over into the next room. The next room where we picked up the pieces of paper and we glued them to this tree thing. It was lit up by black light, and the highlighter, it glowed. It illuminated the verses and all of their glory. The next room was, what was the next room? Luke, do you remember? Right. Yes, thank you. It was like dioramas inside of little boxes that were illuminated, and we looked inside, and the audio guide told us different stories about people who were guided by their faith and prayer and how prayer got them out of situations of dire need. And that was very impactful for me because I feel like I don't go towards prayer enough. I tend to try and solve things my own way, where I really do need to go straight to God.
So those are some of the experiences. Another element to Life Conference, which is something they've done the last several, and I applaud Life, is they do service projects. Life Conference doesn't want to be a conference that just comes in and drain resources from the city. but they want to give back to the city and they want to make the city better for being there and better when we're leaving. So it's hard. 6,000 people go on service projects throughout the week. Rebecca's going to share a little bit about what we did for our service project.
The service project was something that we did that was really cool, where we gave back to the community that was having us, which was Orlando, Florida. So there were different colored wristbands that we got at the beginning, and the different colored wristbands went on service projects different days, and they all went to different projects like building furniture for people, cleaning landscape, helping with food drives and other stuff like that. So after one of the sessions, we took a bus to First Alliance Church in Orlando, Florida. We got off the bus and played some icebreaker games with some of the other youth groups that were also helping, like rock, paper, scissors, and a number game. Then we ate some lunch and went back and got into groups and wrote cards for teachers in Orlando, thanking them for what they do and how they impact a kid's life. We also said how we were praying for them, and we understand some days are tougher than others, and we pray that God will give them the peace to get through it. We put it in a goodie bag that included some supplies for them, like dry erase markers, pens, pencils, stickers, folders, and other stuff like that to help them. It was super cute for them on the first day of school.
So what we're going to do for the next time is we're going to share a little bit about what we specifically learned and what we're taking away. Like I said, pretty much from 7 in the morning till about 1 p.m., we were nonstop from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So there's a lot that goes into it. Anyway, so we're going to share kind of like our big takeaways from life.
Okay. Something that I took away from life was that it's really cool because sometimes you feel like you're alone, like that the world is like broken and you're like, it's hard to get through, but it was really cool to like see the community and see all these different people coming together to come worship God. And it's just cool to know that like in the end, if you need to like go to God and God will help you and he'll keep you through it.
I learned that I need to go straight to prayer. Don't try and solve things with, you know, human solutions. Go straight to the God that knows everything, that can see everything, that can do anything. Go straight to the person in control.
What did I learn? Throughout the week, I learned quite a bit, but some of the main things that I thought really impacted me, going back to what I said about the seminars, was that God is greater than your mistakes. And that is really important to know, that no matter what you do, God will forgive you. And it's important to confess to God and confess to your peers of sins that you've committed or sins that you want to get off your chest, because then that really takes the burden off of you and makes everything so much easier. And one thing that one of the speakers during the sessions mentioned was that it's easy to confess the 98%, but that last 2% is the hardest part. And that was really important to me, because like that's so true in my life, and I bet in a lot of people's lives, like how hard it is to dig into your history and dig into what you've done and what you're doing and say, I need to stop this. I need to start doing more of this. And that's that 2% that God really wants to hear from you. And no matter what you're going through, God loves hearing that 2% and loves hearing you confess to him, and it will love you no matter what it is. And another thing that I thought of was, he doesn't see us for the scars that we have in our past, and he doesn't care what we've done as long as we come back to him and as long as we love him with all of our heart.
What I learned, like Rebecca said, that we aren't alone and God is always with us, and we can't fight our battles by ourselves. We always have to have someone giving us a helping hand like God, and I probably couldn't have beaten half my battles without him. But it's always good to have an extra handout, and with God, you're basically never alone. He's every step with you, and you can always put your trust in him.
So I went to this seminar. It was called Understanding the Holy Spirit. One thing I want to talk about is that the guy said, if you want to know Jesus better, you have to spend more time with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the key to Jesus. You can choose the Holy Spirit, but you can also shut him out. The Holy Spirit guides you. You just have to trust him. So the more you spend time with the Holy Spirit, the more he will talk to you. And this seminar kind of tied into a session we had. The lady doing the session talked about how Jesus works through you. She said that if you ask, what is God doing, what are you doing? Because that's what God is doing. So I'm going to spend more time with the Holy Spirit so I can know Jesus better. I committed my life to Christ when I was 4 or 5 years old. I have followed him since then. I want to do a better job of following him, though. I recommitted my life to Christ on this trip, and today I'm getting baptized. I've wanted to for a while, and this is the perfect time to do it. I want to live for Jesus, and getting baptized shows you guys that.
So have you guys have heard, this trip was amazing, and we could not have done it without all of your guys' support, without your financial support, without your prayers, without you giving up your time to go help us raise money doing concession stands at the Walleye Games. And as a group, we just want to thank you guys so much. And we couldn't have done any of this without you guys. It would have been crazy expensive. Mm-hmm. And I think we came back a lot better for going to this trip. We learned a lot and we had a lot of fun. Thank you.
All right, we did just want to say, I'm like, you guys are awesome. So we had a blast with these students. So thank you, parents, for entrusting them to us for these week and a half and taking them across multiple state lines in a van and all the things. We had an awesome time. I really feel like we grew a lot closer together. And we learned a lot. We were challenged a lot. The Lord definitely spoke in a lot of ways. But as something that we want to ask you, the church, to keep praying for them, the things that they heard from God would grow down deep in their hearts, and that they would not fade away, coming back to real life, going back to school, you know, routine. A lot of the things that you feel on that mountaintop experience can easily fade away. So we just ask that you continue to pray for these students. If you have that card, you know, keep that in your Bible. Keep it posted by your mirror or your clock or wherever it was that was for these 10 days, and continue to lift these students up in prayer. We talked a lot this week about community and the choices that we make, and those are just things that don't stop after coming home, you know, so continue to lift them up. And we do just thank you so much for your involvement in this trip and for supporting us the whole way. All right, I'm going to pray while they get ready so you guys can move all your stools off to that side over there. All right, dear Jesus, we just thank you so much for this time, just to show your glory and your love for us, and just to be here together with one another. And we just thank you for all the things that you did at Life and all the things that are still to come. And we just pray expectantly for you to continue to move in the lives of these students and in the lives of this church. In your name we pray. Amen.
All right, can everybody hear? All right, so Avery, is it your desire to love Jesus with everything that you have?
Yes.
And to surrender your life to him?
Mm-hmm.
To say yes to him at every turn? Avery, because of your faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We'll be right back.
center. Every word demon is spoken. Fills my life and frees my heart. Are you looking at my heart? And I just think it's amazing. Oh, 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 I just think it's amazing. Whoa. I've been speaking all the things you said to me, and I've been waiting for your time and everything, and never later than it ought to be. So I'll be moving when you say do it. Oh, what you see in me is more than I ever dreamed. And what you plan to do, it's amazing.
Don't you get shy on me.